Morocco, week 5, Thursday.
And now, episode 24 of Moon Over Morocco.
The dawn does not come twice to awake a man.
During the seance at the Contessa's, Sunny Skies fell asleep. In fact, she remembers nothing of the seance except a dream. She saw herself walking down a street lined with tall palm trees. Suddenly, the street ended in a courtyard. Within the courtyard were hedges, flowers, and budding banana trees and a fountain in the middle. Mojo had warned her that if she ever saw such a street, not to walk down it. And when Jack entered the invisible world, he felt as though he were away for a long time, in a dream, where he was known as Jack Flanders. Now he is awake, and he is El Kaba. But something even stranger will happen to Jack.
Hotel El Maghrib,
room 642. It's Kasbah Kelly, sweetheart. Get dressed. We're going to the El Morocco, kid.
What's that?
A nightclub.
Oh.
All the European cities are becoming just like American cities. Pretty soon, Americans will find traveling just great, with all the conveniences of home. In fact, it'll be just like the place they left. More, 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 and more.
Can we talk about something else?
You name it, kid. Tonight's your night.
I suppose it's none of my business. But I want to ask anyway. Was she your wife, Kelly? Do I remind you of her? Who was she?
She was... Yeah. She was my wife. You know, things happen. Matter of trust. She trusted me absolutely. Seems funny that it never occurred to her I might glance or get my eyes yanked over by some gal crossing her legs. Or bare midriff exposed. And given a moment of weakness, as it's called, I wanted to be a hunter again. And I did. And she found out about it. It hurt her. I mean, it really hurt her. She could never trust again. And we fought, and we didn't see it the same anymore. It kept coming up all the time. So I split. I went to Mexico for a while, and I took a freighter to Casablanca. From there, I
I traveled all around Morocco and ended up in Tangier. I fell in love with this crazy country. There was something magical and brutal that I dug. Then I heard someone say, "Whoever touches the edge of the Sahara, even for a short time, will never again be the same." So I went. They have a saying, "In the desert, one forgets everything. One remembers nothing anymore."
Again?
Hmm? I don't understand.
They come and they go. But you, my friend, just keep coming. Well, come on then.
It's so cold.
Down there. See that?
Yeah, it's a fire.
There's an old man down there. He'll share his fire with you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he'll tell you a little story. How did he come through here twice? This may prove to be of interest. For it is known there cannot be two stallions in the same small stall of camels.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I warm myself? Thank you. Have we met before?
Indeed, does it. One forgets everything. One remembers nothing anymore.
Where am I?
I will tell you a story. Be seated. Squat here. Watch you don't sit on the cactus. Here. Closer to the fire. See how the moon grows paler and paler, and the stars gradually fade behind the dark blue mountains?
Hmm.
And watch. Soon, a warm red glow tints the sky with pink. This is the coldest hour.
I guess I knew when I first met you that I revived a memory that was buried long ago. Does that make any difference to us now?
No, no. I will no longer hold you responsible for the sins of my past.
Good. I feel as though something, a block, has been removed. You're really okay down underneath.
Maybe.
You're really a gentle person, and you don't expect a woman to wear a veil.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you put Westerners down, I think you really prefer a Western woman.
A cowgirl?
Oh, you know what I mean. The way the men over here, they've got it made. The way they treat their wives.
Oh, it's not at all like it appears, you know.
Nothing ever is. You said that. And the Moroccan women really run the household. I've heard that too, and they really control their men, I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. Being a man here is dangerous business. There's not a man in this country that hasn't ended up in the hospital at least once because some woman decided to use Sahar or Sukil on him.
The way they treat their women, no wonder they get back at him. I don't
blame. Sonny, how many times have I told you? Women don't have souls.
Baloney!
It's true. For example, if you hear a commotion down on the street and a lot of people shouting and talking, you'll say, how many people are down there, right? And the man will reply, oh, two. And you'll say, what? I can hear at least a dozen people. Look again. And he'll look down and he'll say, no, only two. So you go to the window and you look down, and sure enough, he was right. There's at least 10 women, but only two men. That's true. No souls.
They deserve every bit of that shoku, whatever it is. They really do.
Well, American and European women are even worse in their eyes. They're terrible creatures. No shame. Very bad. Very bad.
Every man here probably dreams about having his own harem to kick around.
I doubt it.
Why? I thought they allowed him 3 wives.
Yes, but few. Very, very few have more than one. Very rare, extremely rare.
Why? Too much for them?
Too expensive. Besides being a nuisance. So if there are 2 or 3, it's multiplied. Ay, 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 ay.
So, the thought of a harem never tempted you, huh?
Well, it's like Mojo says. Better a handful of dry dates and content with them than to own the gate of peacocks and be kicked in the eye by a broody camel.
Huh?
For all of us must serve the dream masters. Even the king had his time to serve, and he did so. And now he had returned. His dream had been cut short. Like a common traveler, he squatted near the fire waiting for the full light of day.
Look. There are walls here. Was it so dark I didn't notice them?
And when the edge of the sun sliced through the horizon, the huge gate slowly swung open.
Yes, yes. I remember this archway.
May Allah bless you. Welcome back, King Bizelle.
The watch. Yes.
He squatted by the dying fire, looking through the open gate.
Yes.
And he remembered.
Yes.
And the walls dissolved before his eyes, as he remembered. And he stood up, and there was a fountain. Birds sang in the date palms. The banana trees were heavy with fruit, and the thick scent of jasmine and orange blossoms filled the air. For he was in the garden. For King Hassan Bizel had returned home.
I remember.
Tonight's my last night at the hotel, right?
That's right, sweetheart.
Good.
What is past is gone. And what is hoped for is absent. And for you is the hour in which you are.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
What you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear
Kelly. The owl's outside my window.
The owl?
The reason I'm staying in this hotel, remember?
Oh. The owl? Right. I'll be right over. And stay away from that balcony.
Kelly.
What?
There's someone out there.
On the balcony?
I'm afraid so.
Good Lord. Man or woman?
I think it's a woman.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.
entry.